The United States has proposed an international coalition to support Syria's opposition after Russia and China blocked a United Nations attempt to end nearly 11 months of bloodshed, raising fears that violence will now escalate. Lydia Kane reports.
Rebel soldiers said force was now the only way to oust President Bashar al-Assad, while the regime vowed to press on with its military crackdown. The threat of both sides turning to greater force after Russia and China vetoed a UN Security Council resolution raises the potential for Syria's turmoil to move into an even more dangerous new phase that could degenerate into outright civil war. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is calling for nations that are friends of democratic Syria to unite and take action to encourage President al-Assad to leave office. She said the Russian and Chinese veto of a UN Security Council draft resolution on Syria was a travesty and had neutered the United Nations. Speaking in the Bulgarian capital, Sofia, she called for renewed action to bring democracy to Syria.
It is time for the international community to put aside our own differences and send a clear message of support to the people of Syria.
The British government was also stinging in its criticism of the veto, saying it was appalled by the failure of the Security Council to act. British Foreign Secretary William Hague told Britain's Sky News that he fears the violence will continue.
I think the violence will only grow. This is a doomed regime as well as a murdering regime. There is no way it can get its credibility back internationally or with its own people.
As the rhetoric continues, so does the violence. Gunfire continued to ring out Sunday in several neighbourhoods of Homs, and at least 23 people were killed in the city and nearby towns, including three children. I'm Lydia O'Kane.